Ruth Ward. This is a date of birth is 6/1/77. Today is 12/8. This is a 45-year-old woman with history of bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, myasthenia gravis, and PTSD. Period. Patient appears to be in severe pain. Patient is used to receive plasmapheresis for her myasthenia gravis, but is no longer interested in going to the hospital and receiving that. She's having issues with pain despite being on prednisone 20 milligram a day. Weakness, complications of prednisone therapy, and increased weight. Patient's medication includes Ambien, 10 milligram a day, Trilefan, T-R-I-L-A-F-A-N, Ditropan, Clonazepam, Benadryl, Atarax, Zoloft, and prednisone 20 milligram. Patient's currently using Tylenol number 3 to control her pain, which is not helping her. The caretaker at the group home states that patient cries at night because of severe pain. Social, has been a heavy smoker and drinker in the past, but lives in a group home and is not smoking at this time. She's single, has had 3 children in the past that have been married. Surgery, tubal ligation, neck surgery for a fractured C3, C4. Also under social, patient has been retail and telemarketing when she's been able to work, but considered disabled at this time period. On exam, blood pressure is 190 over 90. Also, is 98, respiration is 28 fat pound. Heart pulses, pulmonary stood, lung distant heart sounds. Neck shows decreased range of motion. There is effusion about the right knee. Patient also has had frequent falls and trauma to her knee and hip in the past for caretaker. Lower extremity shows 1+ edema, neurological movement all 4 extremities. Appears weak, with generalized weakness, but no focal deficit. Assessment, end-stage myasthenia gravis, number 2, severe pain, number 3, steroid dependency, number 4, needs much better pain medication. Tylenol number 3 is no longer helping her. Number 4, history of bipolar disorder with schizophrenia. Number 5, bladder spasm. Number 6, patient's psych medication seem to be working at this time. Number 7, no longer interested in plasmapheresis or going to the hospital. Would like to be treated with palliative hospice care at the group home and that can provide her with adequate pain medications and pain control at this time. Thank you.